Well, good evening. It's so nice to see you. I'm so glad you could come. You're in for a wonderful 4 hours of music, and I know you're just going to enjoy yourself tremendously. I have looked forward to the Stephen Leinart Group returning here. They were with us about 2 years ago. I've known Stephen for quite some time, and you might have seen him several times as well, too, because Stephen for quite some time was a percussionist with Tim Zimmerman and the King's Brass, and but I've gotten to know him over the past dozen or two or three dozen years, whatever. And again, I look forward to having them back and having them share their incredible talents with us. Before we begin, would you pray with me? Father God, thank you for the gift of music. Thank you for those that are talented and that want to return that gift to you. So we give this to you this evening. Everything that is said, everything that is sung is done for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And now would you please welcome the Stephen Leinart Group.
Thank you very much, and good evening. We are the Stephen Leonard Group. My name is Stephen Leonard, and this is my group. And what have you so kindly driven through the cold this evening for? Distills down to this, and I can use that word because I live in Kentucky. It distills down to this. Many of your favorite hymn tunes ruined forever for a modest fee. And we don't aim to improve upon the great hymns of our faith. We simply strive to use the gifts that God has given us to breathe a newness of life from our perspective through the gospel and through music. So if that's your bag, please remain for the next little bit or so. We're going to continue with something for the modern hymn era. This is from Keith and Kristen Getty. It's called Beneath the Cross of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you so much. I wanted to take a few moments and introduce my friends up here on the piano, originally from Seattle, now living in Chicago. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Peterson, the piano. On bass, originally from Chicago, Illinois, still living in Chicago, Illinois, Tim Sizer on the bass. Something interesting about Tim. Tim is what we refer to as a luthier, meaning he makes instruments, which means he made the bass that he is playing this evening. Yes. So if you enjoy instrument making, if you enjoy woodworking, if you enjoy looking at pretty things, look at his bass. And he does custom work for artists internationally. I'm incredibly gifted, wonderful to have him on the road, and you can avail yourself of all the bass-making goodness. On drums, originally from Chicago, still living in Chicago, Ruben Garza on the drums. And the keen observers among you have noticed that we don't sing, and this is entirely for your benefit. You have attended an instrumental concert, by and large, but we are privileged to have a vocalist for the first time in Stephen Liner Group history joining us, originally from Chicago, now living in Nashville. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Wiper on the vocals. He is going to sing a few numbers tonight, the first of which we will kindly request your assistance on. We did this last year. It's our take on the hymn text, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Again, we didn't think it needed something new, but my brother married a girl on the south side of Chicago and decided for his wedding day he'd write a south side of Chicago type melody for her favorite hymn text. So here's what's going to happen. Chris is going to sing the first verse, the first refrain. He'll sing the second verse, and I will give you the cue if you watch me. And if you had a program, if you have a program, and you can see, these are printed melody in the program. You can avail yourself of that, but I trust each of you. Oh, there you are. Look at all of you. How about that? Welcome to the concert. You can sing that. You can also catch on as we teach it to you. This is Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Thy faithfulness, O Lord. There's not a shadow of turning with Thee. In Thy compassions and Thy steadfast love, as Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Lord, Thy hand hath given free. Great is Thy faithfulness to me. Spring and fall, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with the nature as they witness all to Thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love.
Let's try this together.
Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Lord, Thy hand hath given free. Great is Thy faithfulness to me. healing and peace that endures. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for the day and hope forever. Blessings on mine with 10,000 beside.
Let's do this together.
Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Lord, thy hand hath given free. Great is thy faithfulness to me.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Lord, thy hand hath given free. Great is thy faithfulness to me. Lord, we come to you, poor and needy. Lord, we come to you, poor and needy. Oh, incline your ear as we pray, showing steadfast love all our days. Hear our cry, O Lord, for forgiveness. Hear our cry, O Lord, for forgiveness. All our sins and failures showing steadfast love all our days. For you are rich in mercy, full of love and grace, always slow to anger, showing steadfast love all our days. Give us joy and strength as your servant. Give us joy and strength. And creation. There is none like you in creation. Let the nations join us in praise of your steadfast love. Full of lavish grace.
Ruben Garza on the drums. We're going to do a few Christmas tunes because, let's face it, some of you still have your lights up. And that's okay. This is a safe space for those of you who haven't taken down your lights yet. We are going to do an arrangement that my brother did originally for a whole ensemble of people. It was for two flutes, a clarinet, probably another clarinet because why not, a saxophone or two, a trumpet, trombone, marimba, bass, marimba, vibraphone, piano, bass, and drums. And I asked him if we could do an arrangement for me that just had the quartet, and he said, they'll hate you forever and it'll be the ruin of the group. So here we are. We're going to do it for you this evening. And this is one of the few pieces on our program that is completely composed all the way except for an improvised bass solo in the middle, because why not? It's so pretty to look at and hear anyway. This is my brother's arrangement of Masters in This Hall, and then Chris will come back and sing a new arrangement of I Wonder As I Wander. All right. There's no turning back now.
Surely
from so far away down the road of my own mistakes, in the hope you could hear me pray, oh Lord, keep me in your reach. How I've longed through these wasted years to outrun all the pain and fear, turn to stone from my uncried tears, and now it's your grace I need. It's a sacrifice of my soul renewed and my heart released in you. I find my peace. A wondrous child of whom the angels sing, and all my feel my suffering, shining star, make this love you breathe so bright that I may believe that my way will not be lost.
A few moments ago, Chris sang these words from Michael McDonald and Beth Carpenter. A wondrous child of whom the angels sing, know my joy and feel my suffering. Shining star, make this love you bring so bright that I may believe that my way will not be lost from now on till that river's crossed, my soul renewed, my spirit free. In you, I'll find my peace. Just a moment ago, the text of the hymn that Matt and I played says this, he whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. The text of Day by Day was authored by Lena Sandell, a Swedish poet and hymn writer, born in 1832. She was the daughter of a minister, absolutely adored her father, and would often prefer the quiet of his study to playing outside with her friends. She was born with a partial paralysis that the doctors deemed hopeless and incurable. However, one day while her parents were at church, she was miraculously healed as a result of just reading her Bible and praying. This incredible shift in her health brought about a gratitude manifested in poetry and hymn writing, and she published her first book of spiritual poetry at the age of 16. 10 years later, she was with her father on a fishing trip, their most favorite and cherished activity, when she witnessed him fall from the boat. Unable to help him, she had to watch as he drowned before her very eyes. This deeply impacted her spiritual journey and became a turning point in her hymn writing. Lena's grief and sorrow fueled her poetic expression, and she began to write hymns that resonated with a profound sense of faith and trust and comfort in God's love. How does a life filled with such tragedy bear such strong spiritual fruit? Well, Lena Sandell wrote over 600 hymns, many of which were written from that childlike faith. Her search for peace and hope came from simply searching for the cross amidst the chaos. Friends, with our past justification as our footing and our future hope as our fuel, we can take this present journey through trials and tribulations without losing our joy and our peace. Romans 5 tells us that hope leads to perseverance, which builds character, which leads to greater hope. There is no other answer for our struggles and our doubts. Not our relationships, not our health, not our money, not our politics. Only Jesus. God sent his only son to die for us that we might have that eternal hope and life with him. So where do you need your peace today? Are you facing a frightening situation? Lean on him. Are you feeling panicked, unsure of what to do? Trust him with it. Are you worried about your job, someone you love, a situation out of your control? Give it to God. In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, he promises you peace if you lean your full weight against him, not yourself. Romans 8 says this, for I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord.
You gave
you know this. Sing to God for the glory.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. For the things He has done. With His blood.
Again, to God be the glory.
To God be the
thank you so much for listening to us this evening. We have one more for you before we set you free. We'll walk off and pretend that we have an encore. You're welcome to try us. We probably have one. However, this will be our last official song of the night. Thank you so much to Tim Yoder, to Pastor Andy, to the staff here. This place is very special for me. I've been coming here since the late 90s with the King's Brass. My brother and I have concertized here. We don't take this for granted. We thank them so much. Thank to you for giving up your cold, wintry Florida evening, although you've forgotten how to live in Buffalo, but I won't hold it against you. Thank you so much. This is our tune, Beach Spring. Peterson on the piano, Tim Sizer on the bass, Ruben Garza on the drums, Chris Wiper on vocals, and I'm Stephen Liner. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Can we play one more before we go home? Thank you. You may be seated. Appreciate so many of you who drove your carts a great distance to be here this evening. Tim said that some of you may have come as far as 80 yards, and so we don't take this for granted at all. You are such a welcoming, warm audience and congregation. This evening is less about a concert and more about praising our Lord and Savior. And so thank you for being kind to some traveling musicians with an overheating van. And we're about halfway through our Florida leg here. We have a couple days off. We'll be in St. Pete on Wednesday, up near Orlando in Lake Mary on Friday, Sebring on Saturday, and then in Bonita Springs Sunday morning and afternoon. So tell all your friends. Here is our take on the old gospel hymn, By and By. Thank you. Matt Peterson, Tim Sizer, Ruben Garza, somewhere is Chris Wiper. I am Stephen Leinert. Thank you so very much.